Today is Wednesday, the 3rd of September, the feast of St. Gregory the Great, in the 22nd week of Ordinary Time. Porter's Gate sing, "You are my sanctuary."
Out in the dark when the light is gone, your waves and breakers roll over me. And when my anchor won't touch the ground, deep calls to deep.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
After leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him about her. Then he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. Immediately she got up and began to serve them. As the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various kinds of diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on each of them and cured them. Demons also came out of many, shouting, "You are the Son of God!" But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Messiah. At daybreak he departed and went into a deserted place, and the crowds were looking for him. And when they reached him, they wanted to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose." So he continued proclaiming the message in the synagogues of Judea.
Luke tells us of the many people whom Jesus healed and set free. As you consider the healing ministry of Jesus, what comes to your heart? What people or places do you long to see made whole? In prayer, place them before Jesus. What do you notice as you do? After being with the crowds, Jesus withdrew to be alone with the Father. Where is your deserted place? When do you feel most aware of God's presence? What happens in you when you give space to be with God in stillness and quiet? As you listen to the passage again, notice how Jesus restores people. How might Jesus restore you?
After leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him about her. Then he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. Immediately she got up and began to serve them. As the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various kinds of diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on each of them and cured them. Demons also came out of many, shouting, "You are the Son of God!" But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Messiah. At daybreak he departed and went into a deserted place, and the crowds were looking for him. And when they reached him, they wanted to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose." So he continued proclaiming the message in the synagogues of Judea.
Jesus didn't remain in one place. He kept moving, bringing hope and healing. As you follow him, how are you being invited to share his love and good news? In these closing moments, be still and know that God is with you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.